Hi, my name is Terry. You wanted a call back. How can I assist you today?
Yes, ma'am. I got a Sunday, I think it was. I got a call from the fraud detection center saying something about y'all used my card. Well, I was talking to the bank and they said something about a watch. And I remember receiving a watch in the mail. Something my daughter has done. I didn't know nothing about it in a free trial, whatever, whatever. How can I return this thing back so y'all won't charge me $70? Because my daughter, evidently y'all sent it to my daughter's phone, and I guess she seen that it was a watch for $6, knowing that I'm gonna end up paying $70 for it.
Can I get your zip code so I can try to locate that account?
Yes, ma'am. It's 30427.
Can I get the name on the account?
Yes, ma'am. It's Angela Creech.
Miss Creech, can I get you to verify your address, please?
590 Oakwood Circle, Glenville, Georgia, 30427.
Yes, ma'am. Let's see here. Looks like she did a trial for a smart fitness watch where she paid the shipping and handling of $7.97. She even ordered some replacement bands for $19.98.
Oh my God.
And then she got a second fitness tracker for $6.97.
What?
Yes, ma'am. So at this time, they charged you full price for the original watch. The second watch has not been charged. Each time they try to charge you, it has went into decline. So that second watch is still active to be fully charged.
How?
What I go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say what I can't do is get you a 35% discount on your watches, means that the second watch will go down 35%. And that first watch, they will take and give you back that 35%.
Like I said, I remember getting a watch in the mail, but she said it's dead. And it didn't come with no charge. And I'm like, where did you get this watch from? But
Yes, ma'am.
so how, I mean, does it charge? I mean, does it
Yes,
even?
ma'am. She has to plug it into a USB charging and then plug it into a wall and it will charge. You just stick it straight into the little phone charge piece that you would do with your cell phone. That piece that plugs in a wall, she just has to attach it to it. It should go in on the side. Let me make sure I'm looking at the right watch, but I'm pretty sure I am.
She's got an
See here.
iPhone. She don't have a USB charge and all that other crap.
How does she charge her phone?
Through her charger.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. She don't need the long wire that goes into her phone. She just needs the piece that plugs into the wall. She should be able to stick it into there, and then it should charge.
How can I send this stuff back? But I mean, I really don't even want to pay for this that she don't even use. She's only 11 years old.
Okay, I need to go in here.
Take it, I mean, send it back. I know one of them is still in the box. Because, like I said, when she got it out, she said, "Mama is dead. I don't know how to charge it." And, you know, the conversation just went from there.
Okay, let's see here. The thing of it is, I do know since COVID, they really haven't took back product So what they try to do is discount it for you. That's why I offered that 35%. I can't do it as a 50%, so you can at least get back 50% of your money on that charge.
So how much is all this? I mean, how much are y'all charging me altogether anyway?
At this time, you only would charge full price for that first watch, which is $69.87.
$69 and then plus the $7 and $6?
Yes, that was done back on April 24th. So what I can't do is,
I mean, that's already at $83, plus you still got to charge me for the other one. I could have got an iWatch for this price.
Well, what I'm trying to do is see if I could get that second one waived for you. But I do know that I could get you a 50% refund back on the one that was charged.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Well, I really appreciate it. And I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Believe me, my kids have done some things to make me like, okay, you're costing me.
Yeah, auto people needs to go off the phone. Because I'm assuming that's how she got everything that she had to get. These kids know more about a phone than I do, and it's sad.
Okay, it looks like they had already put, you called on May 9th, and they were setting you up for fraud?
Yes.
Okay, but we're not going to do that today. We're just going to go ahead and get the 50% refund back and try to see if we can get the second watch waived, right, ma'am? Or are you still trying to do fraud?
So, no, when I talked to them, again, because I didn't know what was going on, and then I was coming from Florida, so my phone hung up on them in the middle of the conversation. So, when the fraud detection called me, they told me, you know, my car was used in Nebraska, and I'm like, you know, I'm in Florida. How can it been used in Nebraska? So, they gave me this number, and I called it, and, you know, I was talking to a lady. Again, I knew nothing about my daughter ordering the watch. And so evidently they canceled my card, and I haven't went back and got a new one yet. So, okay. I mean, how would I have to go about all this to work?
Okay. What I could do for you at this time is to get you a 50% refund back on the charge and to make sure I get the other one canceled out to keep them from charging you anything else.
Okay. Well, I sure do appreciate it, ma'am.
Oh, you're so welcome.
And if I can send this watch to somebody else, I'll be glad to give it to somebody who might need it or want it.
I do understand.
My daughter is in a lot of trouble right now. Thank goodness it was just this amount. It could have been worse.
That is true. Believe me. Because you would have ended up with both charges. Because, like I said, I have already tried to charge for that second watch, and it runs $64.87.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you get like so much off because you get two. Let's see here. I did put in for that 50% refund, so it should just take a brief moment for me to know if you got it. And I did make sure that they waived the other watch to keep you from being charged anything else for those watches. Okay, let's see here.
Out of all four of my kids, this is my only child that's ever done this.
It's always going to be one, believe me.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I do understand that. I have 7, but they're grown now. Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh, you got but, bless you.
Yeah, and it's always one. That's why it says always one. My mom says I'm lucky that it went in 3 out of 7 because I have 7. I said, well, God is good. It has only been 1 out of 7 so far. Let's see here. Did it go through for that refund? Yes, ma'am. They're going to be refunding your account $34.94 within the next 3 to 5 business days. At this time, the account is canceled out. You cannot be charged anything else or shipped out any more of those watches.
Please, and please, y'all don't send me no more messages where we won anything.
I do understand. Now, we can't control that part. All we could do is help update the account so that way you don't get charged or shipped out anything else. At this time, your account has been canceled out. If you have a pen and paper, I could give you the cancellation refund number.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It is R as in Roger.
Mm-hmm.
919.
Mm-hmm.
22. Oh, wait a minute. Make sure I give you the right one. Yeah. 22 and then 7009.
Okay.
You should get a customer courtesy email of that refund for $34. Make sure I gave it right. $34.94.
Mm-hmm.
The account is canceled. They can't charge or ship out anything else.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome. Is there anything else that I can do for you today?
No, ma'am. You did everything I needed to get done. Thank you again.
Okay. Well, I do want to thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day, ma'am.
Thank you so much, sweetie. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you. For